Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Connie Willis here on Coast to Coast AM. Thanks so much for signing up, checking me out there on TikTok. Make sure you hit follow when you go there. I see a lot of you are checking out Larry the Light Man. That is, yeah, that's when I was out doing my Blue Rock talk show, which is, featured in it is my latest project called Creepy Hotspots, taking you to live investigations of Bigfoot, Dogman, strange lights, hauntings. And one of the recent things that we had found, if you're a Blue Rocker, you would find it under Up to the Rockies with a Cop 2, something. I can't even think of it right now. Everybody's going, they're all repeating it to themselves saying, Connie, it's, you know, with a cop, with a cop. A police officer went with me too. Erica Stover went with me. And this was the second time she went up there with me, and we're shooting, we're live streaming the show from the Rockies. This is what you do, you know, three nights, 4 days. And as I'm shooting out the back of the truck camper, and I'm looking through my phone with the live stream of a platform called Crowdcast, as I'm shooting it, and we're looking at the solar lights that I put down, there's this light. It's like this big light shard to me just shows up on the screen, just pops up out of nowhere. And I see it through the phone, but then I'm looking above it. I'm like trying to see outside the window myself without having to look through the phone and what I'm broadcasting, and I don't see it. So I start kind of moving it around too to make sure it's not a reflection. Nothing like that's happening, because you always got to watch out for that. And it's at night. So no, none of that's even occurring. And I'm checking that out, and I'm just flabbergasted of, oh my gosh, what do y'all see that? Do y'all see that? And they all start seeing it too. And it was just an absolutely amazing thing where this like light shard that maybe 4 to 6 feet, I'm not sure, but it just shows up and it's just standing over the solar lights that I have. And it lasted for 24 seconds. And then it just pops out just as easy as it popped in. And it's got this movement of light like it's alive. And all of us felt like it was a male. We felt like it was all, it was very intelligent. And these are just the things that come to you when you come into fruition of something that's out there. And, you know, like a Bigfoot will want to run from a camera. They don't want to get in the camera scene. But this thing could have cared less if we were there or not. It like seemed to pop in, look at what we had and hang out for a little bit, then pop right back out. And I actually have it on the TikTok. If you go there, it's Connie Willis Live. So go there, follow, and you'll see many more things that I'm going to be doing. But we named him Larry the Light Man. Anyway, very fun things. And thanks so much for following me and being a part of it. I see that a lot of you have joined me. Thank you so much. Okay, so somebody that could probably understand that, Nancy Timms is how it's pronounced, right? But it does look like Thames. So that's where people will go, well, it's Thames. And you're saying it's pronounced Timms. I know you've had to deal with that all your life, or at least once you got married into that name. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what I was told. And so okay. I agree.
What was your name? So you're married and you married the Timms Thames man?
Yes, I was a Bracken before. Yeah.
Oh, Bracken, huh? Bracken.
Yeah.
And Thames and Timms. Well, I don't know. Yeah. You could have just said, look, I'm going with Smith and forget it, everybody. Yeah. Just call me Nancy. That's all, right? Make it easy. Now, okay, you're an abductee. You're going to tell us all about all sorts of neat things that you know, and also a former Department of Defense employee. I got to say something before we get into any more deeper, because okay. I want to congratulate you on this, because I love it, because it drives me absolutely crazy. Okay, so when people come to me, you know, when it's in the news where people see the UFO and they see that the military has captured it, and they're talking about the speed, and they're going, isn't this great? Isn't this great? You know, oh my gosh, they've caught another UFO on radar, and they're talking, the military's talking about it, and everybody in the whole world is so excited that this is great. There's proof. To me, that is so old school, old hat. There's so much more evidence outside of that, and that is such a big deal for people. And I know it is for them, but for us that have been in this for so long, to me, it's like, oh yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. They've been up there the whole time. Yeah. We know that, but we're more interested, at least me, and I know you are too, in why they're here, who they are, what they're doing, what their agenda is. So it's so far off from that little bitty thing that they catch on radar. Cause hey, you want to see something? Go to Sedona. You want to go, you look up, you'll see tons of things in Sedona, right? But you also said this, you put SETI, SETI, the SETI does not comprise the real search for intelligent extraterrestrial life. And you talk about the real research is basically talking to people that are contactees, abductees, experiencers, lifers, anybody that has seen anything. Thank you very, very much. I don't know how SETI gets all that money, and good for them, but that it's here. They're already here. They're
right
here.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much misinformation, and that's what's so sad, and that's why I feel like it's important for me to reveal what I know. They are here now, and they've been waiting for us to reach higher consciousness so that we were at an intellectual level that we understand they are not gods. They are not the angels. They are simply beings that are billions of years ahead of us in evolution. And this is nothing new to them. They've seen other beings throughout universes and galaxies go through this very same thing. And basically, they've just been waiting for us to reach this level. And we are right now, we're at a pivotal moment. And this is the greatest time for humanity, for all human beings to be alive, because nothing like this has ever, ever happened for humanity since the existence of time. We are finally reaching higher spiritual evolution. And when I say spiritual evolution, I'm not saying we're picking a specific religion or anything. It's more than religion. We're understanding who we are, why they are here in our place in the cosmic realm. We are very unique and very important. And we are all connected to everything on this planet, including planet Earth, and all living beings on it. We're all connected, and we're also connected to the universe. And we're just now finally reading that intelligence level where we understand. And as we reach that understanding, I think what most people are going to figure out is that we, being all of humanity, we are the disclosure. We are the disclosure, is knowing, finally understanding who we are in our uniqueness and the qualities that we can provide to the cosmic realm. So it's a very exciting time to be alive. I get so enthusiastic about it. It's just fantastic.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Do you think, so to me, this is me.
Okay.
Tell me your thought on this too. My thing is, it's not the military holding it back, military and government holding back the information. I don't believe that's what it is at all. We are humans and I just think they can't hold that type of secret very well. Because that's a big one. Even though humans can keep secrets, we're just not very good at it, especially something that huge. Anyway, even if you don't look at it that way, I don't think it's us holding back. It's just very hard to keep that secret as a human. I think it's the ET that's keeping it secret. I think they're the ones that can not only keep it secret, but it's their reasons to keep it secret until they're ready. That's my research and finding out, because they can zap you, turn you off and on. And if you do tell the secret, they can turn it around to where you look like an idiot, or they can just change time, or they can just stop you. I just think they have all that power in the world. They own us.
What they're doing is they're waiting on overall. This is not a United States thing. This is not.
Right.
Country. This is a worldwide phenomenon.
This is Earthlings.
This is all of humanity.
Yeah.
And they're waiting for all of humanity to reach higher consciousness and understanding. And we are here on free will. And there are certain levels of cosmic law that they will not overstep with us. So now that does not mean that there hasn't been a couple races that have done what people call abductions and things like that. Those things are real. I know those things have happened. But they were kind of a offshoot and not part of the collective consciousness of all the positive and interdimensionals. So, and when they did those things and broke the cosmic law and overstepped the boundaries of humanity, they were no longer considered part of the overall program of waiting for humanity to grow up, so to speak, because we are basically like children to them, and they've just been waiting on us. So, yeah, there's a lot of reasons why they don't do things, why they don't come down here and fix things. It's because we're here on free will, and there's certain things that we have to make mistakes to learn. Coming to having this human experience is about, it's like going to school. We're in a school and we're having experiences while we're here, and they cannot interfere because we will not learn from our mistakes. We will not have any spiritual or intellectual growth if they fix it all for us.
So, okay. And I have highest respect for you on this. This is great that we can have a conversation and go back and forth on this, because some people can go, no, this is the truth. But now, is this theory from you, or were they, did they, as in the alien, tell you this? Or is,
yes,
this,
they told me,
what,
this,
they told,
yes,
you that?
Yes. And they explained to me, like, for example, there's a race of grays, and there's some other races. Every single race, there's many, many different versions of that race. Many, many. So there are different colors, different sizes, different agendas. So
sounds like humans.
I kind of break it down between negative and positive. And when I say positive, I mean they look forward to the day that humanity, human beings, reach higher consciousness and become the beings we were meant to be. The negative ones are not demonic in my eyes. They are self-serving. They're agenda-oriented. They only are concerned with their race and no other races, and they could care less if human beings evolve or not. They like it the way it is because they're dominant over us as we are right now. And whereas the positive ones want us to be a part of the cosmic realm. So there is that difference, but the positive extraterrestrials and interdimensionals are of greater number and of higher technology. And one reason why these so few random negatives wish to see us not excel is because we will be able to do things that they're not able to do because they do not receive any technology from the interdimensionals to travel interdimensionally. The positive ones get to travel interdimensionally because they were given the technology by the interdimensionals. So,
well, do you think, well, I think you're also into the hybridization project because you talk about hybrids. Would you, or maybe, you know, you're just in, I don't know. Are you into the hybridization project?
Well,
Jacobs and,
I am familiar with Hopkins. It all, and I've investigated it a lot, and I know that it did exist. But I also know that if I were only part of a hybrid program, they would have thrown me out when I was 40, because I went through menopause in my 40s, and I would have been of no use. But my relationship is quite different, and I have gone before what they call a group of elders, and when I went before the elders, they explained to me what my purpose here and how it all happened for me. And for me, I was incarnated here from the interdimensionals. I was an interdimensional, and I incarnated here to be here at this particular time to help humanity and to assist and to clear up all the misinformation and to help people to understand, humanity to understand, we are not alone in the universe. We've never been alone.
So
we're
they
not
said,
alone.
So at one point they said, and you're going to hook up with Connie Willis on Coast to Coast AM, and you're going to hit this huge audience.
Basically, they told me that this all started in my 20s when they told me that, and they didn't tell me everything. They said that it was something that I would have to learn with experience and, you know, experience things in life, and basically just they always told me that I would know when the time was right, you know. And that's basically, and they gave me a Kundalini experience about a year and a half ago, and that was unreal. It scared me half to death. But
what's
when that?
That
happened,
what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah,
what they
yeah,
did
what
was mean? They took my subconscious and opened it up to my human conscious, and it just filled me up with loads of information and things so that I would understand who I was and my purpose here.
Oh.
Yeah. It
a
was
giant
really
download.
Freaky.
Oh, yeah.
It was weird. It scared me to death. I didn't know what was happening. They didn't forewarn me. It just happened. And then later they told me, or I asked them if that's what it was, and they said yes. And a lot of times I'll ask them things, and they'll say, you already know. And it's very frustrating because I don't, or I think I don't, or I second guess myself. But they do give a lot of people information, but because of us being conditioned as humans, a lot of times we question ourselves.
We blow it off. We blow it off, right? We just you're like, nah, yeah, whatever. That was a dream, or that was just a weird thought, or I must have saw it on a movie, right?
I think everybody's had contact with extraterrestrials one way or another, whether it's in dream state or whatever. And what everybody calls junk DNA is actually extraterrestrial DNA. We all have a little bit of it in us, and I think that's what this waking up a process is, us figuring out who we really are, you know, figuring out our heritage, you know, where we come from, you know, all these things that we've always wondered about ourselves. We are going to look within and find our inner self and finally know who we are. And it's going to make the biggest difference in humanity ever. And a lot of things, from what I've seen from the visions they showed me, we will change and we will be better humans. But we had to go through all these different processes of, you know, good and bad to get to where we are today. And I think it's just a wonderful time to be alive. And we have so many great things to experience. And a good thing to do is everybody learning to raise their frequency into being like more positive and thinking better thoughts and walking away from negative things.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.